Hi, I'm Keeney, and I'm here with my friend Zachary. Anyway, we're going to talk about black holes.
Yeah! Anyway, if you've ever wanted to know about black holes, this is for you.
If you like this topic, be sure to keep listening. Let's get down to business.
Now, let's get started!
Okay, so we're going to talk about one of the universe's greatest secrets, the black hole. By the way, almost all the knowledge about black holes are merely theories.
Yeah. Come on, Keeney. Like, so many scientists are like, yeah, black holes exist. 100% certainty.
I did say almost, right? I'm pretty sure I said almost. You see, this woman, Katie Bowman, used this complex code to photograph a black hole. However, there is a growing debate between many students that it is simply a Photoshop glazed donut. However, this is highly unlikely due to the complex factories they used, long hours Katie put into this, and the team received about 13,975,744 euros, or $19.3 million from their main sponsor. Using that money, it's got to be real.
Okay, all right. Our first topic is the beginning of black holes. Black holes start out as stars hundreds of times larger than our sun.
But that's not possible. The sun is absolutely gigantic. It's 1 million times bigger than the Earth.
Look, imagine space. Oh, wait, you can't. You know why? Because it's basically infinite. The biggest star, VY Canis Majoris, is so giant that the sun will fit inside it at least 2,100 times. That would extend way past Jupiter's orbit. And it takes about 12 years for Jupiter to orbit the sun. 12 years! That's older than me!
Whoa, that's humongous. I never knew that.
And that's not all. Scientists believe that space is infinite.
You already said that. I'm getting kind of bored.
Don't worry. We're getting to the good stuff, you know? The action-filled explosions and stuff.
I like the sound of that. So black holes start out as humongous stars, or as I like to call them, big boy stars, dying. They always gotten more and more dense cores, but eventually their cores become iron. They explode. This is when the star collapses on its own mass and becomes a black hole. Don't worry, its mass won't change at all. The place where it all collapsed, the singularity, is just an infinitely small area. So that's the reason it has an infinite density. 1 gram packed into an infinitely small space, for example, has an infinite density. And voila, a black hole is born.
Now on to our next topic. What does a black hole do? Well, first things first. A black hole is 2D. But wait, doesn't one of the many theories of black holes say that it's a pocket universe? Well, thing is, black holes seem like they're there, but they wouldn't have any volume, and perhaps you would only see them from one side. There are theories that suggest that black holes are pocket universes. This could be possible due to the fact that black holes make objects 2D, but black holes might just be real, crazy, 3D pocket universes. To learn, you would have to go into a black hole, and that would be the last pick a second or negative amount of time in your life. Also, it's too far.
Okay. Anyway, you've had the spotlight for too long. I'm going to talk about what you see and feel going into the black hole. First, there are 3 theories. One says that you simply feel that time passes really quickly, or you go back in time. The second says that you would feel extreme pain as you get spaghettified. The third says that you'd feel no pain, but suddenly get burned by a firewall. Also, I wanted to mention that time and space acts very differently in a black hole. In addition, bigger black holes would let you live longer once you pass the point of no return or the event horizon, basically where you can't go to Earth or something, even if you tried to.
Yeah, in some theories like this one, people would become 2D and or spaghettified. Another popular theory is that a black hole is a wormhole. A wormhole is basically when you go in one place and you end up somewhere totally different, like halfway across the universe.
There are many different versions of this theory. One suggests that the black holes would spew you out in any random place. Some say that they would lead you to one specific place. Others still claim that the black holes and white holes are interconnected to spew out what the other took in.
Yeah, that brings me to another valuable point. You might be asking, what would happen if we saw a person going out of thin air? What if that person came out of that black hole? Well, thing is, black holes make everything look the same. It stretches and just messes it up until it's a thin line of plasma made out of elementary particles. We wouldn't be able to recognize it.
Anyway, there are a handful of scientists who have thought of cool things that a black hole could do. For one, they could create a seemingly endless energy source for trillions of years, or a bomb to destroy all of humanity. You see, black holes spin because, as laws of physics say, an object that starts spinning wants to keep spinning. Also, if that object gets smaller, it gets faster. If a star was spinning extremely quickly and turned into a black hole, this black hole would reach extreme speeds, perhaps even approaching the speed of light. Its singularity would be a practically 2D ring instead of a sphere. You can then use its rotational energy and convert it into real energy, especially in the ergosphere. That's a place with especially strange laws of physics. For example, you can go in and out of the ergosphere without dying.
With that being said, you can drop in and take some energy. However, you'd have to give the black hole some energy as mass to keep the black hole stable and safe. Some advanced civilizations might drop in and give the black hole an asteroid, and then take some energy. More advanced civilizations would make sturdy mirrors with metal from asteroids. If we're talking about black hole at the mass of our sun, then they connect them to fully encompass the black hole. Finally, they might put a burst of electromagnetic energy inside. That means that the light would bounce off the mirrors. This is called super radiant scattering. Some would go into the black hole, but the main part would just give more and more energy. You could harness the energy, and the energy would get more and more powerful. That means near endless energy for trillions of years. However, if you don't retrieve enough of the energy, the explosion that it would cause would have about the power of a supernova.
One more thing before we continue is that black holes can make everything look the same. The thin plasma mentioned before. What haunts some scientists is that plasma can't be turned back to once it was. We're losing information. This is an information paradox. Some people think that we aren't losing information. What's happening is that the black holes are storing them neatly inside. For example, when you put something inside a black hole, the black hole gets noticeably bigger. Maybe information isn't lost. Maybe the information is being transferred to another universe. Neither really gives us access to information. But the laws of physics wouldn't be wrong.
Another idea is that when a black hole dies, they leave a little object behind, an information diamond. It would have all the information the black hole has ever stored.
Still another idea is that black holes' Hawking radiation particles would have the information. That brings us to our next question. How do black holes die?
Hawking radiation is what happens when two virtual particles, which normally smash into each other and get annihilated, appear on the edge of a black hole. One is drawn in by the black hole, and the other escapes. This happens faster and faster and faster until the black hole is no more. You may think that this only takes about a year, but you are so wrong. It actually takes around a trillion years, and that's from a smaller one.
I wanted to add some additional information. First, a giant star can become a neutron star. That is a star with a lot of density, but not as much as a singularity's. That's because it doesn't implode as far as a singularity. There are also different types of black holes. The most known are in space. The smallest are the miniature or primordial black holes. The second are the stellar black holes. The largest are the supermassive black holes. All of them are either a Schwarzschild black hole, otherwise known as a static black hole, which does not rotate and has no electric charge. It is characterized solely by its mass.
It could also be a Kerr black hole, which is more a realistic scenario. This is a rotating black hole with no electric charge. A black hole could also be a charged black hole, which can be of two types. A charged non-rotating black hole, known as a Reisner-Nordström black hole, or it could be a charged rotating black hole, which is called a Kerr-Newman black hole. Also, the largest known black hole is in the NGC 1277 galaxy, which is surprisingly small. Also, a Dyson sphere is a sphere structure that can use all of a star's energy, like the mirror structure from before. One more thing. Black holes may be the last energy source when all of Earth's resources are gone in our dying universe. Black holes are huge mysteries, but they may be some of the most important things in our giant galaxy.